Well, a man joined a very strict monastery, and this monastery was so strict there was total silence among the monks, and yet once every 5 years you were allowed to say two words to the abbot. So the man joins the monastery, and 5 years go by, and the abbot calls him in and says, "How are things going?" And the man says, "Bad food." And the abbot says, "Okay, well, continue with your life of prayer." 5 years go by, and he calls this man in again and says, "Well, how are things going now?" And the man said, "Hard bed." And the abbot said, "Okay, well, continue with your life of prayer." 5 more years go by. The man has now been there for 15 years. The abbot says, "How are things going?" And the monk says, "I quit." And the abbot says, "I'm not surprised. All you've done since you've been here is complain." In today's gospel, we have Martha who complains. Okay, take a look at today's gospel. The Lord doesn't criticize Martha for service. He criticizes her for complaining and for having a bad attitude, for getting irritated with her younger sister Mary. Okay, this is a very short gospel, but it's so beautiful, and it contains so much that I think can help us in our spiritual life and our Christian life. It says Jesus went to a village. That village was Bethany, 2 miles outside of Jerusalem. This is where the Lord always stayed when he went to Jerusalem. He would always stay with his dear friends, Martha and Mary. They were sisters, and their brother Lazarus. You know, Martha was the older sister because the house belonged to her. Mary was the younger sister. Lazarus would be the one that Jesus would raise from the dead a little later, in a few years later. But he always went to spend time with them. They were his closest friends, one of his favorite families, and he would spend time with them. On this occasion, Martha welcomed him to her home. Of course, Martha was very busy with all of the details of serving. This would include the washing of the feet, the cooking of the meal, the preparation of the meal. But a younger sister, Mary, sat at the Lord's feet and listened to him speak, like a disciple would sit at the feet of a great rabbi. And Martha gets overwhelmed. Well, why was she overwhelmed? Because anytime the Lord went anywhere, 12 disciples showed up as well. So that means 24 feet to wash, 12 more mouths to feed. It was a huge responsibility when the Lord showed up with these 12 apostles. So Martha is a woman of action, a woman of service. She represents the active life. And service is good. Work is good. Work is something holy, something sanctifying, something filled with great dignity. But what was Martha's problem? Well, she became overwhelmed. She began having a bad attitude. She became irritated. And she lost her peace. She lost her peace. And so she went to the Lord and she complained. And she called him Lord, which is a great title of respect and honor, showing that she had great faith. She says, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me by myself to do all the serving?" See, you can see this little attitude in Martha. "Don't you care about this? Tell her to help me. She won't listen to me. I'm the big sister. She wants to sit at your feet and listen to you. Tell her to help me." What does the Lord say? "Martha, Martha." Very rarely in Scripture does the Lord ever repeat somebody's name, but he does it only a couple occasions to Simon Peter and a few others. He tries to get their attention. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and upset, worried about many things." So that was her problem. She got stressed out. She had a lot of anxiety, a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety about many things. Jesus said there is one thing needed, and that would be, of course, to put first the kingdom of God. Mary has chosen the better part, to sit at my feet, to listen to me, to keep me company, and that will not be taken from her. So Martha represents the active life of service, which of course is a very good life. Mary represents the life of prayer, the life of contemplation, which is a better portion, Jesus says. See, Martha wanted to feed Christ. Mary wanted to be fed by Christ. And you see, the difference is that Martha was doing something very good, wanting to take care of the Lord, to serve him. But perhaps what the Lord wanted was companionship, somebody just to keep him company, somebody to befriend him and listen to him. And Mary was being fed. As scripture says, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. See, Mary was being nourished. Mary was being fed by the Lord. Now, how could they have solved this problem? Well, they could have invited Jesus into the kitchen while they were doing the work, and they would have had him in there, and they could have listened to him and served him at the same time. But the Lord is making a point. He's saying, of course, that what Martha did, of course, was a great act of love to serve him, but she must not develop that attitude of being irritated, being overly anxious, overly worried, and overly concerned about these activities when she had the Lord and the presence of the Lord right in her home. That she should have taken some time to sit at the Lord's feet. So again, Martha is the active, Mary is the contemplative, and St. Augustine says in his commentary that in our lives, we need to combine both. We need to be of service. We also need to have time for prayer. Now, there are some that are called to religious life. There are men and women that are called to become monks, to become religious nuns. For example, we have the Poor Clares, the Carmelites, the Carthusians. We have those that are called to a purely contemplative life. There's some souls are called for that, and that is an incredible vocation. But for all of you out living in the world, you have an active life. You have to go to work. You have to take care of your family. So you have to be active. So our problem is not so much being active. That's a good thing. And work is something sanctifying and something of great dignity. But the key is not to lose your peace, not to become overwhelmed, not to become so anxious and upset that you lose your peace. How can you guarantee not to lose your peace? Every day, spend some time at the Lord's feet. Every day, spend some time in prayer. And that could be praying the rosary every day, going to Eucharistic adoration for 10 or 15 minutes, going to daily Mass, spending that 30 minutes sitting at the Lord's feet, opening up your Bible, spending 10 minutes a day, slowly reading sacred scripture, especially the New Testament, the Gospels. See, whenever we go to adoration, we are sitting at the Lord's feet. That is the better portion, and we need that time. Everybody can have 10 minutes a day of prayer. Everybody can spend, 15 minutes a day in prayer or some spiritual reading. That's not asking too much. We don't have a problem being more active. That comes naturally. What we need to do, though, is spend more time in prayer. And that is something that is needed so we don't lose our peace, so we don't get irritated, so we don't get a bad attitude. So we need to spend our time in prayer every day. So think about how you can do that. Again, 5 minutes a day, start with that, 15 minutes a day, whatever you can spend, but begin by spending some time in prayer. Jesus says, that is the better portion. That is so important, to sit at the Lord's feet and listen to Him. And don't become overly anxious and try not to get too worried about things. In fact, the more we pray, the less we worry. In fact, somebody once said, according to actual statistics, that 92% of what we worry about is unnecessary. Because what people worry about, 40%, they worry about future events that will never happen. 30% of their worries, according to actual statistics, are about the past, things they can't change. 12% of worries are unnecessary worries about one's health. And 10% also are petty, unnecessary worries, which leaves 8% of legitimate concerns, okay? So 92% of what people worry about is unnecessary. Yes, we need to pray and be concerned about certain things, of course, but don't lose your peace. And the way to guarantee it is every day, spend some time at the feet of the Lord.